You aren't well.
Remain here in the cell. We'll come to you after hunting.
Brother, stay here. Are we not brothers?
So man and man should be. The clay and clay differs in dignity, whose dust is all alike. I'm very sick.
Go you to hunting. I'll abide with him.
So sick I am not. Yet I am not well, but not so citizen a wanton as to seem to die ere sick. I pray you leave me here. Stick to your journal course. The breach of custom is the breach of all. I am ill, but your being by me cannot amend me. Society is no comfort to one not sociable. Not very sick since I can reason on it. Pray you trust me here. I'll rob none but myself. Let me die stealing so poorly.
Brother, farewell.
I wish you sport.
You health. If it please you, sir.
These are kind creatures. Gods! What lies have I heard? Our courtiers say all savage, but at court, or experience, our disproved report. The imperious seas breed monsters. For the dish, poor tributary rivers are sweet fish. I'm sick still. Heart sick. Zanio, I'll now taste of thy drug.
You cannot find those lunagans. The villain has watched me. I am faint.
What slave art thou? Thou art a robber, a lawbreaker, a villain. Yield thee safe.
To who? To thee? What art thou? Have not I an arm as big as thine, a heart as big? Thy words, I grant, are bigger, for I wear not my dagger in my mouth. Say what thou art, why I should yield to thee.
Thou villain base, knowest me not by my clothes.
Thou art some fool, and loath to beat thee.
Thou injurious thief, hear but my name, and tremble.
What's thy name?
Clotten, thou villain.
Clotten? Thou double villain be thy name. I cannot tremble at it, were it toad or adder, spiders would move me sooner.
To thy further fear, nay, to thy mere confusion, thou shalt know I am son to the queen.
I'm sorry for it, not seeming so worthy as thy birth.
Art not afeard?
Those that I reverence, those I fear, the wise. As fools I love, not fear them.
Die the death!
I am perfect, Fort. Cut off one Clotten's head, sung to the queen after his own report, who called me traitor, mountaineer, and swore with his own single hand he'd take us in, displace our heads where, thank the gods, they grow, and set them on Lud's town.
We are all undone.
Why, worthy father? What have we to lose but that he swore to take our lives? The law protects not us. Then why should we be tender to let an arrogant piece of flesh threat us, play judge and executioner all himself, for we do fear the law?
What company discovering you abroad?
No single soul can we set eye on, but in all safe reason he must have some attendance. So on good ground we fear, if we do fear, this body hath a tail more perilous than the head.
Let ordinance come as the gods foresay it. Howsoe'er, my brother hath done well.
I had no mind to hunt this day. The boy's a daily sickness did make my way long for.
With his own sword, which he did wave against my throat, I tame his head from him. I throw it into the creek and tell the fishes he's the queen's son, Clotten. That's all, I reckon.
I fear twill be revenged. Would, Polydor, thou hadst not done it.
Though valor becomes thee well enough.
Would I had done so the revenge alone pursued me.
Well, 'tis done.
We'll hunt no more this day, nor seek for danger where there's no profit. I prithee to ourselves.
Poor sick Bedeli, I'll willingly to him. To gain his color, I'd let a parish of such Clotten's blood, and praise myself for charity.
Oh, thou goddess, thou divine nature, thou thyself thou blazonest in these two princely boys. 'Tis wonder that an invisible instinct should frame them to royalty unlearned. Honor untaught, civility not seen from other, valor wildly grows in them. It yields a crop as if it had been sown.
Where's my brother? I have sent Cotton's clock pole down the street. An embassy to his mother. His body's hostage for his return.
My ingenious instrument. How well it always sounds. Yet what occasion have Cadwell to give it motion now?
Is he at home?
He went hence even now.
What does he mean? Since death of my dearest mother, it did not speak before. All solemn things should answer solemn accidents. The matter.
The bird is dead that we have made so much of. I had rather have skipped from 16 years of age to 60. To have turned my leaping time into a crutch than have seen this.
Oh, melancholy. Whoever yet could sound thy bottom, find the ooze to show what coast thy sluggish prayer life's easiest pathway. How found you him?
As dark as you see, as smiling as some flying of tickled slumber. What a death dart being laughed at. His right cheek reposing on a cushion.
Where?
On the floor. His arms thus leagued. I thought he slept. Put my clouted robes from off my feet, whose rudeness answered my steps too loud.
Why he but sleeps? If he be gone, he'll make his grave a bed.
Salvation have and renown.
He was a queen's son, my boys. And though he came our enemy, remember, he was paid for that. Though mean and mighty rotting together share one dust, yet reverence, that angel of the world, doth make distinction of place between high and low. Our foe was princely. And though you took his life as being our foe, yet bury him as a prince.
Pray you fetch him hither. The Syces' body is as good as Ajax, when neither are alive.
Yes, sir, to Milford Haven, which is the way. I thank you. By yon bush, pray, how far it is thither? Oh, but you can't have I gone. Maybe 3 mile yet. I've gone all night. I'll lay down and sleep. Soft, no bedfellow. Oh, the gods and goddesses. These flowers are the pleasures of the world. This bloody man, the care on. I hope I dream. So I thought I was cellkeeper and cook to honest creatures. It is not so. 'Twas but a bolt of nothing, shot at nothing, which the brain makes of fumes. Our very eyes are sometimes, like our judgments, blind. Good faith, I tremble still with fear. If there be yet left in heaven a smaller drop of pity as a wren's eye, yet God's a part of it. But when I wake, it is without me, as within me, not imagined. Helpless man, the garments of costume. I know the shameless leg. This is his hand. His foot mercurial, his martial thigh, the bronze of Hercules, of his jovial face. Henceforth treacherous. Damned Pisanio. Hath with his forged letters. Damned Pisanio. From this most bravest vessel of the world. Struck the main top. The very gods showed me a vision. I fast and prayed for their intelligence. Thus, I saw Jove's bird, the Roman eagle, winged from the spongy south to this part of the west, there vanished in the sunbeams, which portends, unless my sins suffuse my divination, success to the Roman host.
Dream often so. And never false.
Let's see the boy's face.
He's alive, my lord.
You've been instructed of this body. Young one, inform us of thy fortunes, for it seems they crave to be demanded.
who is't thou makes thy bloody pillow? How cam't, who is't, what art thou?
I'm nothing. For if not nothing to be, were better. I may wander from east to occident, try many, serve truly, all good, never find such another master.
Lack, good youth. Thou mov'st no less with thy complaining than thy master in bleeding. Thy name?
Fideli, sir.
Thou dost approve thyself the very same. Thy name well fits thy faith, thy name. Wilt take thy chance with me? I will not say thou shalt be so well mastered, but be sure no less beloved.
I'll follow, sir, so please you entertain me.
Aye, good youth, and rather father thee than master thee.